You're listening to Ali Moore on ABC Radio Melbourne.
As we're all back in lockdown or heading back to lockdown for the next 6 weeks, have you had any good news this year? Is there something you've celebrated? Is there something that makes you think that 2020 is not as bad as many of the rest of us are thinking it is? Maybe it's a new child, maybe it's a new job, a new house, an award, anything that's made you happy this year. Alison's joined us from Safety Beach. Good morning, Alison.
Hi, another Ali.
Yes, indeed. So from one Ali to the other, what's your good news story?
Well, I went from initially being cut back from a full-time casual job to one day a week and thinking that, you know, my life was over to actually getting a full-time permanent contract with another company.
Well, that is great to hear, because so many people have not been that lucky. What is it about the sort of work you do that's meant there's been demand?
I'm working in the advertising industry, so I think a lot of businesses, you know, who have the means at this time are reshuffling and looking at ways that they can, you know, reach their customer base to stay afloat in these difficult times. So, yeah,
they need help.
Been quite busy for us.
Oh, that's great to hear, Alison. Excellent news, Marcel in North Warrandyke. Good morning, Marcel.
My good news story is that unlike the people who have the anaesthesia machine and the humidity crib, I think we can all reach out to other people, and I've been doing that of late during the lockdowns. It's something as simple as providing some soup. So when I make my soup, I just add one extra carrot and one extra bit of celery, and I can actually take that soup and give it to a neighbour. And I think when we reach out to other people and we make those connections, I think we get a much greater level of satisfaction than when we go shopping. I certainly find that it's much better, and it's quite novel for me. I'm not used to reaching out to other people.
And are you getting a good response, Marcel?
I am. I'm feeling humbled by the things that people are saying. And it's a really, really nice thing to do. There's a very old Twi saying, Ali, that united we stand and divided we fall. And it's usually used in wartime and those sort of disastrous times. We do have almost like a war, a pandemic war. There's nothing wrong with worrying. Mm. But we can alleviate it by connecting with one another. And I must tell you, Ali, it's much better than shopping.
Well, you can't do much except for essential shopping now. Peter from Perth has texted this Wednesday morning saying, "Dear ABC Melbourne listeners, ABC Perth listeners are empathising with you. Stay strong." Thank you, Peter. We've been talking to you this morning about what makes you happy. Amy in Port Melbourne says, "Good sides to 2020. I had an overdue eye test last week and was told I still have .. 2020 vision." Very funny. A message here from Luna, a good news story: pregnant and purchased a house all in 1 week. That's incredibly impressive. Another completed treatment for breast cancer and got the all clear, says Sharon in Ballarat. And Dale says, birth of my baby son Leo after years of fertility treatment. Working from home gets me an extra 2 hours each day with him I'd otherwise spend commuting. Crazy times, but wouldn't change a thing. Libby in Moorabbin. Good morning, Libby.
Well, my husband will be celebrating his 60th birthday at the end of August, and we will also be celebrating our 30th wedding anniversary at the start of August. And I'm also celebrating right now because I've just got through a really bad bout of COVID-inspired depression.
So, Libby, if you focus on those two big celebrations, 30 years married and 60 years alive, that's something worth looking forward to, isn't it?
It is. And my advice to anyone who's got depression that's come about by the virus and its implications is to be brave and seek some help as quickly as you can.
Libby, that is very, very good advice. And also look at things that you can look forward to and things you can celebrate, which is what we're looking at this morning.